This is Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Meakey. It is great to have your company. For today's show, we're going to be listening to the track Fishing Trawler by Australian band Not Drowning Waving from their 1989 album Claim. Not Drowning Waving were formed in Melbourne by David Bridie and John Phillips in 1983, and they combined elements of ambient and world music. With Bridie on piano, keys and vocals, and Phillips providing guitar and sound effects, what really differentiated them from their peers was that they really embraced other musicians who brought with them a whole range of instruments to the mix. Cellos, flutes, mandolins, they were happy to work with them all. Claim itself is an album which deserves recognition amongst the great ambient albums. Wonderfully experimental, inventive and clever, it is very warm and welcoming and somehow still identifiably Australian. Particularly the title track, which uses the didgeridoo and Aboriginal percussion techniques as the basis for the song. I recall having the opportunity to see the band on the eve of the release of this album in Canberra. It was a free, open-air gig at twilight near the banks of Lake Burley Griffin on a balmy summer evening. A perfect blend to see a band of this nature. The sound, along with the band's performance, was expert, and they held an audience of all age types in the palm of their hand. Another one of those musical memories that will live long. The only time I have subsequently had that sensation is when I go to the Adelaide-based WOMAD Festival called WOMADelaide and see one of those wonderfully unexpected great acts which takes your breath away. As an impressive case of peer recognition, they were chosen as the support act for Peter Gabriel on his first tour of Australia in 1994. Not Drowning Waving were particularly active from 1984 through to 1994. Over this time, they released six studio albums, two soundtrack albums, one for the mega-successful Hugo Weaving movie Proof, and another for the Russell Crowe movie Hammers Over the Anvil. There were also a number of EPs and compilation albums released over this time. I don't know why they made the decision they did, but Bridie and Phillips retired Not Drowning Waving in 1994. Bridie placed all of his energies into his other venture called My Friend, The Chocolate Cake. Perhaps it was about moving away from the ambience of Not Drowning Waving, as My Friend, The Chocolate Cake did use similar instrumentation and, to a certain degree, similar people, but in a much more poppier way. You can't deny the success of that decision, as the band recorded seven albums and achieved some seriously good recognition. Many people will not necessarily be aware of Not Drowning Waving, nor their impressive back catalogue. Nor will they be aware that they are highly respected by the ambient and world music fraternity. They deserve our praise and deserve to hold a special place in Australian music history. This is just one taste of a band all Australians should be proud of. Here is the track Fishing Trawler by the band Not Drowning Waving from their 1989 album Claim.
We'll be right back. and sing their songs. They wipe their sweat and then they splash the water around.